Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about why most freelancers will never make six figures. Are you guys ready for it? Let's dive on into that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so one of the questions that people seem to ask me a lot is about hitting that elusive six-figure mark in your freelancing business. And it seems like it feels really elusive to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, I don't understand how to make six figures. It feels like it's impossible. So I'm going to share with you guys the four reasons why most freelancers don't ever make consistent six figures. Okay, so there's really four major elements that come into this, okay? So first and foremost is skill sets. And that sounds kind of crazy, but here's the thing. If you want to make consistent six figures, you really need to consistently be improving your skill set. You can't be using tactics or platforms and things that worked 5 years ago and still be charging premium prices for things that are outdated or that don't work. You have to be on top of the changes to the industry. You have to be comfortable with adapting, not only combining timeless strategies with kind of short-term tactics that really do get the fire started. I almost want you to imagine that like strategies are, dang it. We're going to back it up just a second and talk about like how building a business and building businesses for your clients is like a fire. I don't know if any of you watch Survivor, but my husband and I do, and we absolutely love it. So on Survivor, there's always this fire challenge, right? You have to be the first person to not just start a fire, but build a high-rising fire that ultimately burns through the string and raises the flag, and then you win. Woo! You don't get sent home. So the fire challenge is really interesting because you can see who knows how to build a real fire. And there are two parts to a fire. There's the first part, which is the flint and kindling. That's what gets the spark going and gets it to burn really bright and hot really, really fast. But that is not enough to start a fire. And so oftentimes in this fire challenge on Survivor, you'll see someone start a fire and it burns really bright and everyone gets really excited. But then it quickly fizzles out and they don't get that sustainable fire that burns through the tall string. And so what you need to have is the second part, which is this like kind of like tripod or teepee of sticks that ultimately burn longer. They can build higher fires. They can get really hot. You need both though. So I want you to imagine that tactics are like flint and kindling, whereas strategies are like the sticks or the logs that keep something burning long term. When you are building a business or helping your clients to build businesses, you need to have both. You need to understand those timeless strategies, but you also need to understand what tactics are working right now to get the fire started on each social media platform. So when you start to commit to developing your skill sets regularly and consistently, that is when you're going to start to see your clients reflect your worth. Oh my gosh, guys, sorry. Yes, of course I remember you. When you commit to regularly developing the skill sets that build lasting businesses for your clients is when you're going to start to see your clients ultimately paying you more, staying around longer, and you're going to be more confident in attracting clients. The second reason that I see most freelancers never getting to consistent six-figure years is because of mindset. It's so crazy, but you know, we all hear that metaphor like of people who win the lottery and they're literally broke a few years later, and we're all like, oh no, that's never going to happen to me, right? We all say this, okay? Admit it, like you've said it before. Not me. If I win the lottery, I'll make it happen. But the truth of the matter is self-sabotage is real. And when we don't believe that we deserve something, it's so easy to squander it, let it go, resent it, ultimately, like, we don't respect these things as if we don't develop our mindset. And so you have to develop a strong mindset. You cannot go into building a six-figure business and maintain an hourly paycheck to paycheck mindset. And I know that it sounds cliche at this point because we hear everyone talking about it, but I'm straight up going to be honest with you guys. I have not seen anyone with a broke mentality build a massive business and sustain it. Keyword, sustain it, because who cares if you can do something once if you cannot sustain it? So you have to commit to working on developing a rock solid mindset to build six figures consistently year after year. The third reason I see most businesses and most freelancers not hitting consistent six figures is because they're lacking a mentor. And I will be the first to tell you guys, I have invested so much money into mentors because it is without a doubt one of the fastest ways to shortcut the growth process, the learning, the trials. It's one of the fastest ways to make the best next step. It literally sometimes can even shortcut a decade in a day and save you tons of time, help you to find the clear path versus reinventing it every single time. And the fourth reason is the network. You need a network of people who are literally rooting for you, who have a similar mindset. You've heard the quotes like birds of a feather flock together. And one that I love is your net worth is basically your network. People also say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And that is for a reason. If you surround yourself with people who have big goals, big plans, they don't make excuses. They're positive, they're working on their mindset, they're developing their skills, they're investing into mentors, and they're growing consistently. Literally, you're going to see your business absolutely skyrocket because you will be swept up in those good actions and behaviors because it becomes the norm. So what I recommend for you is to look at these four reasons why most businesses don't ever hit six figures, why most freelancers will not consistently grow. And ask yourself, like, which of these am I looking for? Now, I will give you guys a solution. Remember, it doesn't matter to me if you decide to work with me or not. Feel free to always listen to my podcast, watch my YouTube videos. I don't mind if you never spend a single dollar with me. But if you're looking for a mentor that you trust, a network that has your back and grows consistently with you, if you're looking to develop your skill sets and honestly create that rock solid mindset, it sounds like the social click might be a really good fit for you. So if you want to learn a little bit more about that, head to www.rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you'll find in the show notes the link to apply, or it's click CLIQUE. clickforlife.com, all letters, no numbers, and head on over there to learn a little bit more about the social click, because that has been one of the massive game changers for tons of freelancers, people who are hitting and consistently hitting six figures per year in their business. What do they have in common? That advanced skill set, the mindset, the network, and the mentor. And so my challenge to you is, if that sounds like kind of where you want to go over the next couple of years, check out the social click. And I would love to be the mentor that you trust, especially if you like my vibe. So I will catch you guys on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.